Thank you, Chair, for giving me the floor. I would like to convey apologies from my delegation's permanent representative, who would have loved to be here, but unfortunately she is out of the country. Excellencies, at the onset, my delegation wishes to join other delegations in thanking the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, UNCTAD, for convening the second session of the Ambassadors Roundtable 2019. The first of its kind was held last year, 2018, during the World Investment Forum in Geneva, and it set the course for discussions on the investment opportunities. Your Excellencies, the Geneva-based missions could act as a catalyst in the attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals, as clearly demonstrated by our sending governments. The Zambian government has demonstrated its commitment to the attainment of SDGs by the country's mainstreaming of about 86% of the goals targets in the country's 7th National Development Plan. Zambia, through the National Development Plan, prioritized 5 key strategic development areas in addressing the integrated rural development strategy, which is focused at reducing development inequalities through interventions aimed at promoting rural development, increased access to electricity, market linkages, health, water, sanitation, and education. Your Excellencies, the Zambian government has been working on the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals through a robust of interventions in the commerce, trade and industry, agriculture, tourism, health, education, and energy sectors, among others. It is against this background that the government has been focusing on policy formulation and implementation to ensure sustainable attainment of the Sustainable Development Goals and the 2030 agenda by our government. Your Excellencies, the case for Zambia, for many years the focus has been on mining, but we are now diversifying our economy through the establishment of appropriate investment policy frameworks, macroeconomic policies, infrastructure, and others to accommodate growth in sectors. The government, through the Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry in 2018, approved the National Industrial Policy to promote economic growth in the country through industrialization. The development of such policies clearly demonstrates the Zambian government aspirations in ensuring that industrial matters are adequately addressed in pursuant of the attainment of the SDGs. Therefore, it is against this background that Zambia has focused on its deliverables in the agriculture, health, education, tourism, energy sectors, among others. You may wish to note that many industries across all sectors that were getting raw materials locally are now urged to start adding value to such materials for the country to draw tangible maximum benefits from their activities. Your Excellencies, in this regard, value addition to local raw materials further creates business opportunities for local small and medium enterprises through supply of goods and services that will thus complement the government efforts of wealth creation. Investment is key in our economies, as without investment in key sectors, economies will not operate at the most desired level. That's a call for further investment in sectors such as energy, agriculture, tourism, health, and education, as they are key in driving the outputs of the economy and ensuring that the quality of life of the ordinary citizenry is enhanced, a quest to attain the SDGs in Zambia. Your Excellencies, finally, Geneva, through the permanent missions, could be a hub for implementing SDGs in respective member states through a well-coordinated approach from executing bodies and organizations to member states. I thank you.